When what is to happen comes to pass, which is bound to happen undoubtedly, degrading some and exalting others, when the earth is shaken up convulsively, the mountains bruised and crushed, turned to dust, floating in the air, you will become three categories. Those of the right hand, how happy, will be those of the right hand. Then those of the left hand, how unhappy, will be those of the left hand. Then the foremost, how pre-excellent, who will be honored in gardens of tranquility. A number of the earlier peoples, and a few of later ages, on couches wrought of gold, reclining face to face. Youths of never-ending bloom, will pass round to them cups and decanters, beakers full of sparkling wine, unheady, uninebriating, and such fruits as they fancy, bird meats that they relish, and companions with big beautiful eyes like pearls within their shells, as recompense for all they had done. They will hear no nonsense there or talk of sin, other than peace, peace the salutation. As for those of the right hand, how happy, those of the right hand, they will be in the shade of thornless lote and acacia covered with heaps of bloom, lengthened shadows, gushing water, and fruits numberless, unending, unforbidden, and maidens incomparable. We have formed them in a distinctive fashion, and made them virginal, loving companions matched in age, for those of the right hand. A crowd of earlier generations and a crowd of the later. But those of the left hand, how unhappy, those of the left hand, will be in the scorching wind and boiling water, under the shadow of thick black smoke, neither cool nor agreeable. They were endowed with good things, but persisted in that greater sin, and said, "What? When we are dead, and turned to dust and bones, shall we then be raised again? And so will our fathers?" Say, indeed, the earlier and the later generations will be gathered together on a certain day which is predetermined. Then you, the erring and the deniers, will eat of the tree of Zakim, fill your bellies with it, and drink over its scalding water, lapping it up like female camels raging of thirst with disease. Such will be their welcome on the day of judgment. It is he who created you, then why do you not affirm the truth? Just consider, the semen that you emit, do you create it, or we are its creator? We have incorporated death in your constitution, and we shall not be hindered from replacing you with others, or raising you in a way you do not know. You have known the first creation, then why do you not reflect? Just ponder over what you sow, do you give it its increase, or are we the giver? We could turn it, if we pleased, into straw. Then you would rue the day, and say, we have fallen into debt. Indeed, we have been deprived of the fruits of our labor. Consider the water that you drink. Do you send it down from the clouds, or we send it down? We could make it brackish, if we pleased, so why do you not acknowledge thanks? Consider the fire that you strike, and get by friction. Have you raised its tree, or we have raised it? We have made it as a reminder and convenience for the needy. So glorify your Lord, the Most Supreme. So I call the placement of the stars to witness, and this surely is great evidence, if you can understand, that this is indeed the glorious Quran, inscribed, in the well-kept book. Only they can reach it who are clean, of mind. It has been revealed by the Lord of all the worlds. Then why do you dissimulate this revelation? You live by calling it a lie. Then how is it that when the dying breath is withdrawn into the throat and rattles, and you wait for the moment of death, we are closer to him than you, even though you cannot see? Then why, if you are not indebted to us for life, can you not bring him back? Answer, if you are truthful, then if he is one of the honored, there will be peace and plenty and gardens of tranquility for him. If he is of those of the right hand, there will be the salutation by those of the right hand, peace on you. But if he is of the deniers and the errants, the welcome will be boiling water and the roasting in hell. This is indeed the ultimate truth. Then praise your Lord, the Most Supreme.